This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi pay tributes to Bapu on his birth anniversary. In her message, President Murmu called upon people to resolve to imbibe the values of truth, non-violence, love and purity, and with the idea of the India of Mahatma Gandhi's dreams. The President also called upon people to strive to continuously advance the development of the country and society. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said Bapu's life and ideals based on truth, harmony and equality will always remain an inspiration for the countrymen. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. Paying tributes to the former Prime Minister, Mr. Modi said, Lal Bahadur Shastri dedicated his life for the soldiers, farmers and self-respect of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has saluted all those who have worked to make the Swachh Bharat movement a success. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, today the nation marks 10 years of Swachh Bharat, a momentous collective effort to make India Swachh and ensure improved sanitation facilities. Prime Minister Modi will be on a day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in the state. It includes the launch of the ambitious Dharti Abha Janajatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,000 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. last night. The two leaders followed up on the Quad meetings and bilateral talks held recently at Delaware in the U.S. The discussions also covered deepening bilateral cooperation, situation in West Asia, recent developments in the Indian subcontinent and the Indo-Pacific and Ukraine. In a major step towards empowering the youth of Uttar Pradesh and create entrepreneurship, the Yogi Adityanath government has decided to launch Mukhyamantri Yuva Udyami Vikas Abhiyan scheme. The cabinet meeting headed by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath yesterday decided to implement the scheme under which 10 lakh micro units will be set up in the next 10 years. This initiative will provide financial help to 1 lakh educated and trained youth in the state each year. In Bihar, the flood situation continues to be grim in 16 districts as several new regions in Kosi, Simanchal and eastern parts have been affected in the past 48 hours. In Madhepura and Saharsa districts, several villages are affected due to the deluge of Kosi. Flood water is also rising in Samastipur due to rapid rise of water level of Kare, Bagmati and Kamla rivers. More than 12 lakh people have been affected due to the flood. In a direct attack on Israel, Iran launched nearly 200 missiles last night, sending people rushing to bomb shelters, raising fears of an all-out war in the region. Iran claimed the attack was in response to the recent killing of senior Hezbollah and Hamas officials. Israel's army radio said around 180 missiles were fired, most of which were intercepted. A military spokesperson said no casualties have been reported from last night's attack, adding that no more threats were seen in Israel's airspace. He added that the Israeli Air Force will strike powerfully in West Asia. Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has warned Tehran, saying that it made a big mistake and will pay for it. Israel's defense minister said Iran learned no lessons within the last year. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has pledged unwavering support for Israel while also warning Iran of serious consequences for its attack against the top U.S. ally. Oil prices have surged after Iran fired ballistic missiles against Israel, sparking fears of a wider conflict in West Asia that could disrupt oil supplies. Brent crude, a key benchmark for oil prices internationally, rose more than 1%. Disrupt trading session yesterday, it jumped more than 5%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.